This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And a story that should have been a, you're not going to believe this, that a politician admitted that he might have been wrong. Didn't actually say that. But if you read between the lines, it kind of implies that he might have thought of maybe sort of. The governor of Colorado, his name is Hickenlooper, which is a problem in and of itself, it seems to me, was a staunch opponent of legalizing marijuana. Said if he had a magic wand, he would undo it, the voters were reckless, and now he's saying, well, maybe it's working, to the tune of $1 million a week, or something like that. I mean, you know, look, the reason they legalized it was money.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a Brit who says, you guys are idiots. You should legalize all drugs, tax the hell out of them, and you wipe out crime, and you make a lot of money. You spend, what, billions of dollars on the war against crime, which hasn't, or the war against drugs, which hasn't done anything.
Right.
Sometimes we're very Victorian. You weren't here last week when someone called up and said, why do you guys worry so much about bathrooms? There's another story about bathrooms in the news today. It's the story that will not die. This one's kind of a mess. A woman is mistaken for transgender, was harassed at Walmart. The combination of bathrooms, transgender, and Walmart is just never going to die. It turns out that a woman, she has a pixie haircut because she's donated her hair to a charity that makes wigs for child cancer patients. So this is a really great idea to go ahead and harass her. I mean, right? Because she's a really clearly bad woman.
Wow.
She was washing her hands.
Wow.
A stranger approached her and said, you're disgusting. You don't belong here.
Wow.
Because of her pixie-style haircut and baseball cap, they thought she was transgender.
Jeez.
All right, there we go. So she's 22, from Naugatuck, who works at a retail store, posted a video rant about her experience that's been viewed 12,000 times. After experiencing the discrimination they face full-time, I cannot fathom the discrimination transgender people must face in a lifetime. Can you imagine going out every day and having people tell you should not be who you are, the people will not accept you as who you are? I need to tell you a story that someone, she said she isn't embarrassed about talking about someone mistaking her for male, just upset that the North Carolina law has emboldened people like the woman she encountered. I think this is all just a response. No one was telling these people to be scared of transgender people before. No one was telling them that they should be throwing people out of bathrooms. And if it wasn't scary enough for transgender people to use the bathroom before. All right, so I have a story that's similar to this. Except not quite as upsetting. Well, it's upsetting in a different way. I was in a car accident a bunch of years ago. I wasn't particularly badly hurt, but I was very bruised, and I had a black eye. And I was wandering through an airport. I was in L.A. when it happened, and I had to go back to San Francisco. And this woman at security said to her kid, if you don't behave yourself, if you don't eat your vegetables, you could look like that. I never forgot it because, and she obviously heard it loud enough for me to hear. And my thought was, you know, this is going to clear. It was the result of an accident. But what if this, if I was permanently disfigured and some jerk woman said to her kid, if you don't eat your vegetables, you could look like that. And what is that saying not only to the person who is disfigured, but to the kid? I mean, people think, just occasionally. Someone's about to say to you what you're about to say to them. Would that be okay? If it's not, don't do it. Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. I made some notes so I could be logical when I talk to you.
Okay.
I was calling to bounce off some issue I've been having just for your input about friendships and relationships. I'm over 60, and I think I'm reflecting more and analyzing and stuff like that. And I know, because I've listened to you for a really long time, that you always say friends are for a season, a reason, or forever.
No, I don't say that about friends. I say that about love relationships.
Oh,
friends,
love.
Yeah, about,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I thought
yeah.
friendship.
No,
okay.
for friends, one hopes that there's a little bit more longevity there. But we could,
yeah.
I mean, that's the idea about when I say people coming into our lives, and maybe that's the confusion or the gray area. People
okay.
coming into our lives, and I think I was usually talking about the context of a dating relationship.
All right.
Because I think almost by definition, a friend is somebody that has some longevity. That they go through more periods of their, they may not last forever, but for them to even be considered a friend rather than an acquaintance, I think they have to be there for more than a reason and more than a season.
Yeah,
so.
There's a connection. And it feels like I think that more than other people do. I heard once that my astrological sign Cancer would rather lose a friend than the claw. And that really hit me. I'm like, yeah, I feel like that, you know. And then I wonder, maybe because I'm an only child, that I always considered my friends to be family, they're my people, you know. And I just was going to ask you how, you know, it seems, you know, like I have former best friend from high school who lives nearby and never communicates, you know, and I think that person's going through some stuff now that would benefit having a really old good friend, you know.
Have you reached out to her?
Oh, yeah. Frankly, I feel like I'm the one who always, I get myself all ticked off and then, you know, years go by and then I reach out again, you know, and I go, gosh, we were so, in my head, I'm like, we were so close and I just
wait a minute, let's go a little bit, luckily you made notes so I'm not going to lose anything with you. All right, so let's go back to that whole issue. First of all, I think as we get older, friendships become more difficult and people tend to move. They move, they die,
sure.
They get distracted, so that at some period in our life, that my metaphor, or my, I guess my best example, it's not even a metaphor, is when we're 13 and we have a best friend, and one of the reasons we're best friends is because, for a number of reasons, first of all, that our ego structure isn't completely intact. We're still a little runny. Like, if we're not a raw egg, but we're not a hard-boiled egg yet either. We're kind of a soft-boiled egg. So a little bit of our actual structure is still to be determined so that we are a little more fluid. Second, we have everything in common. We're in the same school. We have the same issues with our parents. We have the same issues with boys and our bodies and math and whatever. So I think as women, one of the things that we long for, ineffectively to a certain extent, is that same sense of closeness, which we'll never have again, except maybe at the end of our lives, because the things that separate us between the times we're about 13 or 14 and the times we're about 90 fall away. Husbands, kids, careers, geographical proximity, mobility, all those things fall away. So you find very close friendships with both men and women, but primarily women, because women tend to outlive men at the end of their lives, where they're very close. So that's number one. You can't use the model of your best friend when you were in junior high school or high school, because it'll never be that way again, except maybe at the very end. So that's not a viable model exactly for the years between that. Second of all, again, that we, because it's so easy during the years we're in school, and especially if we extend into college or graduate school, or even when our kids are young, that there's so much communality that's relatively easy to either make friends or confuse friendship and acquaintanceship, because our kids, we may be friends with our kids' best friend's mom, not because we know them very much, but because they have the same schedule or we carpool together. Hang on, we'll talk a little bit more about friendship, because it's an important issue for adults, especially adult women, but adult men as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Janet about a really important concept of friendship. And in case you thought it was just kind of frivolous and people could get a little lonely, I actually worked on a project in San Francisco called Friends Are Good Medicine. And we know that people who have friendships live longer, are happier, use less medications, all sorts of things. So friendship is also an investment in our physical health as well as our emotional health. So she's absolutely right to be concerned. So the problem is that an awful lot of women use the model of when they were 13 and their best friend, and we'll never find that again except, as I said, maybe at the end of our life. So one of the issues is it's kind of like dating. And I know that's we've come full circle from the original statement of let me just give you a stupid example. There's a famous story about a guy who, when women comes into the bar, says, "Gee, I'd really like to go home with you." And his friend walked up and his face slapped. And his friend says, "You know, why are you doing that? You got your face slapped." He said, "Yeah, but one out of every 10 times, I don't get my face slapped." And that's, to me, been a great metaphor that the pursuing people. I've also told a story, which is the second part. When I was in San Francisco, one of the TV anchors, she and I worked the same shift. And I was a new kid in town and was doing a fair amount of TV. And she came up to me one night and she said, "Can I give you a ride home?" And I said, "Sure." And she said, "Look, I don't have very many friends. I'd like to be your friend." I was so impressed by that. I thought it was such a vulnerable statement. And it turned out that we hung out for a while. We didn't really have very much in common, so there wasn't. But I was so impressed that she was really taking a very active step in saying, "Here's somebody new. I don't really have any friends right now. I'm going to see if this person has the capacity or the characteristics, whatever, that she was looking for." And we actually, I mean, we've lost track with one another because we really didn't have enough of a basis to kind of hang out. But we did for the 3 years I was there. And so part of it is just sort of saying to everybody who comes to the bar, "Do you want to go home with me tonight?" And it's not going to work 9 times out of 10, but it'll work 1 time out of 10. So don't give up on your friend that used to be your friend, and don't expect to have the intimacy you did have once. But just saying, "I'd like to buy you lunch," or Joyce says Jungle Book is great. Let's go. My treat, or I'll buy the popcorn or something. And be willing to approach people. You know, I actually know somebody who went on one of the dating sites, and she said instead of looking for a man, she just said, "I'm looking for a woman who has similar, I'm not lesbian, I'm straight, but I'm looking for somebody who has similar kinds of interests that I do." And she said she found a couple of friends. And so the point being, whatever, that it's an important capacity, it's an important exercise, but it does take a certain active, forward, aggressive kind, or at least assertive kind of stance, and be willing to give it the time that that adult friendships take, and be willing to settle for somebody who likes movies when you like movies, somebody who likes to go grocery shopping, somebody who likes to go hiking. It doesn't have to be all one person, even though it may have been when you're 13. It doesn't have to be now. All right, go ahead. You probably had some more questions. Yeah, well, and be willing to start off with the idea of having things in common, because that's where our adolescent friendships came from. We had so much in common. We were at school every day together, and see if it can develop into something more. And there are going to be different people who have different capacities for intimacy. I have someone that I've known for 20 years. She considers me a friend. I consider her a friend. And I'm a therapist, right? People tell me everything. I know essentially nothing about her. I know about the details of her life. I know about the diary of her life. But in terms of her inner world, I know almost nothing. She's just, and it used to frustrate me. And then I thought, this is just who she is. It's not that she doesn't trust me. It's that she is not the kind of person who can share. And I'm an intimacy junkie. I mean, that's what I do for a living. It's where I find my energy. It's what interests me. It's just not who she is. And so we have to also accept that at 13, we pick somebody who is just like us, who is our mirror image, may not be as reasonable or feasible once we're an adult. Doesn't have to be the same age, doesn't have to be the same sex, doesn't have to be the same race, doesn't have to be the same religion, doesn't have to be the same politics, but you need to find something that you have in common.
Mm-hmm. And just realize that they have other things to do. And when we get together, we get together, and when we don't, that's fine, too.
Well, and you may want to, and certainly that's a basis for friendship, is mm-hmm. that if you're a single woman, that you got to find some other person who who either their spouse works a lot or is out of town a lot, or single as well, because otherwise you're going to run into the issue of they're always a couple, I'm by myself, and the time constraints just get really kind of confusing. But and also there are things like Meetup, where it's not a dating service. It's just people getting together and doing different stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
So let's start, first of all, and find, take an adult education class. Go do, join a church group if you're religious and stay after. Go up and don't wait. Go at the grocery store and say to somebody, do you have a great recipe for pork chops? Do some charity work. Charities are great places to meet not only friends, because you have that in common, but also dates.
That got off a little bit because I'm long time married.
Okay.
But
well,
yeah,
you don't care about dates.
No. But
that's
no,
fine.
But it's the friendship, and I think, and I love that intimacy junkie, because that's kind of how, you know, I think my friends are going to be really, really tight, you know, really close,
but not instantly
and everything. But no, well,
yeah.
But even,
and maybe,
you know,
not even eventually.
Right. As I got older, I understood, you know, that my longtime friends, you know, they had kids, and then the kids grew up, and that made things separate for a while.
Yeah.
And now then they came back when the kids got of a certain age.
Yeah.
And now they have grandchildren, so they're back and off again. It's like going through the same thing again. And
find people. I mean, put them in a category of occasionally available when the grandkids aren't around, or the grandkids turn into teenagers. And then find maybe some people who didn't have children or didn't have grandchildren, or just decide that you can have whatever. Instead of finding one new best friend, have a couple, and one of them may morph into a best friend. But it won't be instant, so you have to just be willing to tolerate acquaintanceship for a while.
Yeah, and if people don't call you,
call them back.
One of
my very best friends, I finally said to her, "You never call me. You know, I always have to call you." And I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal, 1 for 4. I'll call you 4 times the 5th time you called me." And that was that. We could do that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, give it a try. Give it the next 6 weeks and call me back and we'll see how you're doing. All right? Jackie
all right.
And Chris, you're next. You're welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Jackie, you're on the air. Thanks for being patient with me. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My youngest daughter is a senior in high school, and she has 12 academic days left. She needs to pass every class in order to graduate. The first class of the morning is a class she enjoys, but it's hard for her to get up and get to. She is sleeping so soundly that by the time she gets up and gets with it, she is either tardy or ends up missing the class. I am looking for some suggestions as to what, just, she has 12 more times she needs to do this.
How's she been doing it? Do you go and wake her up?
I do.
Well, look,
she doesn't hear her alarm, so I'll go in and I'll check to make sure she's up. Most of the time she is, and she's sleeping right through it.
What time does she go to bed?
She anywhere from it's as early as 8:30 or as late as 10.
So what time does she have to get up?
All night. So she should get up she should be out the door by 10 after 7. So depending on how long it takes her to get ready.
If she was going to do something that she really liked to do, would she get herself up?
That's the dilemma. That's even a struggle.
You probably need to talk with her, with a I mean, getting that much sleep and being that tired and being that out to lunch. I mean, teenagers are notorious for being heavy sleepers, but this sounds, you may want to investigate, especially if she's going to go away to school next year and going to be more on her own. So I would, let's talk about short-term, medium-term, and long-term.
Okay.
Short-term, start a half hour before you need to and just get her out of bed. And you can yank her toe. You can just make sure she's up. I mean, because we're only talking about another couple weeks. So
right. She gets very upset if anyone touches her in the morning.
Tough. I mean, you can say to her, here's the deal. You can either... You tell me how you want to do this. If you don't pass this class, is there a possibility she doesn't want to graduate?
I asked her that, and she was really offended. She said, of course.
Good.
I want to graduate.
All right, then say to her, here's our options. I can let you do this on your own with the possibility that if this is the beginning of the school year, I'd say you're on your own, that you're
right.
You're about to be an adult. Let me tell you a quick story. I mentioned my toilet broke. I don't even want to go into that. And the guy had to come back 3 times. I kept saying, blah, blah, blah. And so by the third time, I knew these guys. And one of them, he said, I'm going to fire my assistant. And the assistant's standing there. I said, what's the problem? He says, he's never on time. And so I said to the guy, what's the deal here? He said, I sleep through my alarm. I said, here's what you're going to do. I said, you're an adult human being, and this is ridiculous. You're being irresponsible. Go, when you leave here, go to Duane Reade or someplace and buy 5 different alarms. And they'll cost you $10 or $15 a piece. Put them all the way around your room and set them for 30 seconds different and make sure that they're really irritating alarms. And you can actually for, I think, like $1 or something, get a phone call and you can set your phone to do it. Everything. And so the next time they came back, they're all smiles and it worked. So if this was the beginning of the school year, that's what I'd say to your daughter. You're responsible. You know, get a life here.
Yeah.
You're talking about a couple of weeks. And I would say to her, I would go home today and say, here's the deal. If you are tardy, you're not going to graduate. If you don't want to graduate, I get it. If you do want to graduate, you have to be on time. Now, either you can take responsibility for this, or I'll help you. But if I'm going to help you, then I'm going to do whatever I think is effective, which means I'm going to wiggle your shoulder. You are not allowed to be angry with me. You are not allowed to be grumpy. You tell me how you'd like to handle this. And then whatever she says, go along with.
Okay.
Because what we have here is, so that's the short term. The middle term is, I think you need to get her exam, but there may be something, I mean, I don't know if it's thyroid issues, I don't know if she gets sleepy in the middle of the day, but for that, getting that amount of sleep and being that out to lunch, it's not completely unheard of with teenagers, but it's not, I mean, I don't want to rule something out before she goes away to school, because, and I would point this out to her, if she's going away to school, there's not going to be anybody to wake her up.
Right.
And you're not willing to pay for her to flunk out of college.
That's for sure.
All right. So go and have that conversation with her today. And with the idea being, you know, if you don't finish this, then if you're not in class, you're not going to graduate. If you don't want to graduate, it's up to you. But if you do, then here are the two options. You can either take responsibility for it, or you can tell me which of these things you want me to do. But there can be no blowback on me. I'm not willing to both do it. I mean, you're an adult, and if you're not willing
right.
to take responsibility for it, you're on your own.
So if
we're talking
if
summer
she
school.
Says, right, right. But if she says she wants to handle it, like she has been saying, I want to handle it, I'll figure it out on my own. I mean, we only have 12 more opportunities, and her teacher said that if she isn't, she has to be on time in class every
explain
day.
That to her. And listen, if she wants to do it, there may be, is there a boy or something that's a junior that's not going to graduate this year?
No.
All right. Well, it sounds to be something else may be going on here. But talk with her about it. And if she says she'll take responsibility, let her take responsibility.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Fair enough.
Good enough.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck. And you can call me back if you need to. Talk to her today, and you can talk with me tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. I have a boyfriend that's just, he's really nice. We have a lot of fun together. We do things. I just, you know, I just can't seem to get around. He's got three daughters, and he wants to keep his family life separate from his dating life. And I'm just afraid that it's never going to go anywhere, and it's just one of those things.
How long have you been together?
He's raising his daughters on his own. I've just known him for a few months.
If you're telling me that you'd been together for a year, I'd say, But at the beginning, sounds like he was married before. He was.
And he ended up with the daughters, which is, you know, I give him, like, tons of credit, you know, for raising his daughters. They're all in high school.
Right,
well, one's not. Two are in high school and one's grown up. Yeah.
All right. So, and how long has he been divorced?
A couple of years.
Do his kids know that he's gay?
He's not gay.
He's not gay. I'm sorry.
I'm transgender.
Okay. It's a little hard to tell from voices sometimes.
Yeah, my voice, well, of course it would throw everybody because I'm transgender.
Okay. Does he know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you want the kids to know that?
Nobody really has to know.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that
voice,
was one of the,
the
that was one of the questions.
Throw it, but the I voice, live, in person, it doesn't.
Okay. Listen, it's fine either way. I just wanted to know whether that was something that may have prevented him from being completely upfront about his with his kids, as he's not only dating, but he's dating somebody that might be controversial from their point of view, or you know, difficult from his point, or from his ex's point of view. So, all right. So here's the deal. I would say to him, the first thing I would say to him, are you viewing him as a, you've been together a couple months. Are you viewing him as a potential mate?
Well, you know, I'll be quite honest with you. Just like anybody, you know, I'm cautious, you know, and it's just dating so far. But I've never run into a situation where that was the situation.
Well, but let me tell you.
What I'm trying to do is, you're saying, I'm trying to figure out, is this a typical situation, or am I in an atypical situation?
Fair enough. All right, first of all, I think it's not atypical. And one of the things that I say to people, now, and tell me again how old his kids are. They're what'd you say? One was in high school?
14, 15, and 23.
Okay. All right. Well, if the 14-year-old is the baby, then the 14-year-old is probably emotionally a little younger than chronology. And one of the things that I'm very strict about is I don't think kids should have to deal with parents' sexuality while they're trying to deal with their own. So I'm not in favor of sleepovers and wherever. So the idea of introducing a date to your kids falls into a very gray area. And as far as I'm concerned,
this is normal.
Absolutely. And not only is it normal, I think it's preferred in that you don't want the kids involved before you're sure, for a couple of reasons. First of all, kids can get attached. They don't really get dating. Hang on for me, and we'll go through why I think this is not an abnormal situation, is not only normal but preferable, but for how long it goes on. Stay with me for just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24-7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, we're talking with Chris, who's in a new relationship, and his BF has got kids, and he's saying, I haven't met them yet. And I said, well, how long have you been together? And he said, a couple months. And as I said, I think not introducing kids to dates until you're relatively certain makes sense for a number of reasons. Number one is kids don't get dating. And these kids are a little older, but so it's less the issue of getting attached, although that is an issue, that kids can fall in love with somebody and decide that they really care about this person, and the dating situation doesn't work out. And these are kids who have already gone through a disruption in their emotional life in the last couple of years, so you don't want that to happen again, number one. Number two, kids can be incredibly disruptive in a relationship of saying, oh, I can't believe you're with that person. Number three, kids can carry messages back to the ex of, well, dad's seeing this person, and that can create all sorts of unpleasantness, not to mention legalities and custody and all sorts of things. Number four, you really want to be certain that this person, you don't want to have a revolving door of people in those kids' life. So for all of those reasons, being certain that the two of you are, and then if this is going to be a, you know, a short-term kind of fling, whatever, then you don't need the complication of the kids. He doesn't need the complication of the kids. The kids don't need the complication of you guys. So for all those reasons, it makes sense not to introduce kids until to a date until you're relatively certain that that person's going to be around, which is usually 6 to 9 months. And that can vary a little bit in that if you're both pretty certain much sooner than that, and you can't do sleepovers because you don't want them to have to deal with their sexuality at the same time they're dealing with dads. And so there are all sorts of reasons why it makes no sense to get involved with the kids or even to meet the kids early on, number one. Number two, the question is, how long do you wait? And I think that's something the two of you need to talk about. Maybe not now, except that it's on your mind, of saying, I'm a little bit hurt that I'm not more a part of your family life and ongoing situations, although I understand you want to be cautious because you've got kids involved. But when would you feel comfortable about it? Because that way you'll have a time frame, and he then gets to think about it without any pressure. And presumably you're talking, I don't know, maybe the end of the year, whatever. I mean, it's always a little arbitrary, but it's too soon now. But the question is, how long do you wait before this being a deal breaker? And the two of you can talk about that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, good. Makes a little sense, yes?
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay,
I just wanted to also let you know that I really appreciate what I've been hearing on the show. And it sounds very helpful.
Well, you mean about transgender issues?
Well, that's that too, I guess. I mean, maybe that's
whatever.
What got me to call, because if it's any enlightenment whatsoever, I have absolutely zero issues. And I've been full-time for almost 10 years. And it's an awful thing to see happening.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It's so many
really
of
is
us
too bad.
Have been in society for a long time, and we just have melted into what we wanted to be transparent. Yeah. And didn't want to be obvious, because the point is to be who we really want to be. And that doesn't mean waving a flag and being proud and gay. Like, you know, it's not about being a sexual thing. It's about being a person that you desire to be. And a lot of people don't understand that.
It's an ancient phenomenon. And in some societies, people who were transgender were actually considered the shamans. And it's as much a part of, we're talking about Tiresias, that was blinded because he asked somebody who was both male and female which enjoyed sex more, and was blinded for it. So, I mean, it's an ancient issue. But somehow, yeah. I think Caitlyn Jenner, to a certain extent, has brought it to people's attention, for better or for worse. And there's always,
yeah,
publicity is always, yeah, publicity is always a mixed bag, always. But hopefully you don't live in North Carolina, and hopefully you don't have, and that whole issue that somehow somebody who's taken all that time.
I did, and recently went up there to see a graduation, and she didn't have any issues.
Well, and the whole thing about deciding that somebody who went to all that time, all that trouble, all that expense, all that anguish, all that coming out, all that dealing with friends and family,
a lot of people don't understand that.
Is going to be a sexual predator? I mean, come on, folks. You're not paying much attention to the relationship.
I gave up everything. My best friend is my ex-wife. But I gave up everything. My whole identity, my whole past, all my references for all the work I've done all my life. I gave up basically everything, and I put myself through excruciating pain and expense to have surgeries. I mean, people just don't understand. 40% of us commit suicide in a lifetime. because of the pressure.
Well, that in and of itself is certainly a reason to find some kind of thing. Look, the point is that you don't have to be transgender if you don't choose to. You don't have to marry transgender. You don't have to date transgender. But leave everybody else the hell alone. I mean, it's not your issue. If that's an issue for you, then that's fine. But leave everybody else alone. Don't try and superimpose your values on anybody else.
It was so much better when we weren't in the limelight. It was so much better when it was just the 1% of us in the whole existence of mankind that just sort of had a birth defect.
Well, look, I mean, this is like everything else. It's news now. It won't be news forever. And the good news about the news is some of those people who might have felt that they were alone and they had no options and that they couldn't see a way to ever be happy may have some sense of hope or choice that they didn't have before Caitlyn Jenner or before even North Carolina or the other fusses. So that when you hope is not so much for adults, although that's certainly part of it, but for people who don't view themselves as having options to understand that they're not alone. It's not just them. It's kind of like you said, that I think part of my function in life is just to explain, like you said, is this normal? Yeah, it is. Or is this ordinary? Is this common? And to differentiate between that which is common and ordinary and non-pathological and that which is pathological and extraordinary and worrisome. And quite often we are completely confused about those two phenomena. So I'm glad you called, Chris. And listen, give your boyfriend a little more time and his to integrate you. But have the discussion with him.
I just was curious if you thought that was atypical. I thought it was atypical. Actually, I praise him for being so cautious
it's not atypical at all. All righty?
Yeah.
Chris, thanks for your call.
Much.
You're welcome.
You
I'm Dr. Joy
day.
Brown. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.